Morning, everybody. The Altar of Kelm, a very classic piece, asks two basic questions on all of our davening. All that we ask and why we ask, and that we ask in davening, we have to think about two questions. One, if we're tzaddikim, so tzaddik is happy to be Ovid Hashem, he's happy to worship God in a difficult time, even more so than an easy time, because it shows the tokif emunah, so it shows the strength of his emunah. If so, why does one daven to get better? I'm not feeling well today. I daven to get better, but that's a good situation for you, the tzaddik. Question number one. Question number two, which really applies to everybody, whether we're a great tzaddikim or not, is who knows what's good for us? We know what's good for us. We know it's bad for us to be sick today. Might be the best thing in the world for us to be sick today. And who made us sick? Hashem made us sick, right? And he's merachem on you much more than you're merachem on yourself. He cares about you, and he's worried about you, and he's concerned for you, and he's planning for you and thinking about you, and has compassion on you much more than you ever have for yourself. And he set up the situation. So why go and change it? So the Altis is an amazing thing. This is why, and why is tefillah called an avodah at all? So the Altis says, ki kol ikar inyan avodah, Asher came be emes calling in tefillah rak avoda. Who? He called ikar avoda Hashem Yisbarach omedes al emunah v'ashkacha. All of Torah and mitzvah stands on emunah, stands on faith in ashkacha that Hashem is running our life. But when you think about it, it's very difficult for us in a world which works so well to realize everything comes from Hashem. I put my key in the car starts. I press the button, the computer works. I move my feet, my legs work. I'm running the show. I work a lot in business, I make a lot of money, right? So we're living in a world which is difficult for us to see how much Hashem is really running everything. But Judaism has an antidote for this problem, and it's called davening. When we daven and we pray to God to change things for us, even though they might not be better, we're showing our emunah and being mechazik our emunah and strengthening our faith in Him. We ask from Him, like a poor person asks at the petach, Hashem, please save me. Why? Listen to this. This is what they're saying. Very reliable source. Not because we really know what's better for ourselves, but to be mechazik our emunah. That's why tefillah is avodah. What avodah is it? What avodah is tefillah? It's very natural to daven to Hashem. You need something, it's natural to ask for. It's an avodah. I go and ask Rabbi Rasman for a raise. It's not avodah. It might not work, but it's not avodah. The only reason we're davening, asking for things, to remind ourselves, look, I'm sick. In whose hands is it that I'm sick? It's in His hands, and He can change it. So I'm always working on that. That's a avodah tefillah. Very, very important piece. I don't know what's better for me, but I know this is what I'm supposed to do. Why? To mechazik my amuna, to mechazik my faith. So this is really a watershed piece in the altar, which needs a lot of explanation and work. But that's what davening is all about. We mentioned last time that we have a shorter Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, which is clear. It's a really interesting thing. It's a transformative thing. We transform totally something which is so basic. Shmona Esrei, 18, we transform it to 7. Why? So he said from the Ramchal, on a different way of looking at tefillah, that tefillah is all about bringing hashpa from Hashem and bringing about changing things. A little bit different than the altar. And we said, since Shabbos helps, we don't need as long as Shmona Esrei. We don't need an 18... We don't need 18 brachas on Shabbos because Shabbos itself helps us do things. So we only need 7 brachas. I was thinking, according to the Altar of Kelm, we have another understanding why we need to have a Shmona Esrei, which is that the whole week we're lost in our emunah, working, being busy. Shabbos, its whole mahus, its whole essence, is the day of emunah. We begin Shabbos by proclaiming and giving testimony to the fact that we believe. We take a step away from our busy schedules and our busy life to say that the world, we remember for a moment who the Baal HaBayis of the world is. Who's really running the world? That's all what Shabbos is. If so, and if tefillah itself is all about strengthening our emunah, it makes sense and we need less of it on Shabbos because we're already in a situation, we're already in the zone of emunah. So because we're in the faith zone, we need less of a chizuk to keep ourselves there. We need it on Shabbos still, but we need less. During the week, we need Shmona Esrei, but during Shabbos, we only need 7. So we see again, And this will end. How special Shabbos is, whether you're going in the Ramchal's look at Tefillah, that it's about Hashpa. Shabbos radically transforms the Shemona Esrei, and whether you're looking at the Altar of Kelms, well, way of Tefillah, we understand also that Shabbos can radically transform the Shemona Esrei. Thank you.
Just to say, the Shmarim on the table,